RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Time for sport. Here's Darren Frehill.
Mary, good morning. We'll start with a very big night for Shamrock Rovers. They have it all to do if they want to keep their Champions League journey on track. They trail Slovan Bratislava 2-0 from the first leg ahead of the match tonight at Talla Stadium. So it's a bit of a mountain ahead. And I'll be honest with you, that goal line could have been a lot worse in the first game, only for a brilliant performance by their goalkeeper on the night, Alan Manis. 8 o'clock start tonight, 1,500 fans will be allowed to attend, and that will make a difference. Stephen Bradley is the Rovers manager.
Yeah, we've had some special nights in Europe in Talla, this group, over the years. And it's great that the fans are back in, because I'm sure that 1,500 will feel like 5,000 tomorrow night. The energy and the atmosphere they'll bring will be fantastic, and we're going to need that if we're to turn this around, because like I said, we're against a good side, but the fans will definitely help us. Everyone's fine, everyone came through the game okay over there, no issues. We haven't picked up anything in training in the meantime, so everyone's ready to go, and yeah, we look forward to it.
Yeah, more from Stephen Bradley a little bit later in the programme. Marcus Rashford, the English striker, has taken to social media to apologise for his missed penalty in that shootout defeat to Italy. He's promised to come back stronger. Pretty moving post, to be honest. He goes on to respond to some of the racist abuse he has received since then. He says he will never apologise for who he is or where he comes from. You can read the full post and that story on the RTÉ Sport website. Now, the Irish under 20 rugby team are hoping to end their Six Nations campaign on a high when they face France today. It's the final game in the Six Nations. It takes place in Cardiff. It's at 4:45. It's live on RTÉ2. Just one loss so far for the Irish team, and that was against England. So hoping to end this campaign on a winning note. Last night in Gaelic Games, action in the under 20 Munster Hurling Championship. Tipperary beat Waterford. Tip ran out 3:24 to 2:21 winners after extra time, and Clare beat Kerry 2:20 to 15 points. Wexford hurler Matthew O'Hanlon and Carlow footballer Maria Kinsella have been confirmed as co-chairs for the GPA National Executive Committee. Now, it's 2 years to the week since Shane Lowry won the Open Championship at Royal Portrush, and Shane finally handed back that famous trophy yesterday. I'm sure that was a moving moment for him and his arrival at Royal St. George's. Last year's Open obviously cancelled and postponed because of the pandemic. His first practice day yesterday was curtailed by heavy rain, which he might have a telling effect on how the course will play this week.
So the weather, obviously, I got here at like 8 o'clock this morning. The weather wasn't very favourable. I was planning on playing 18 holes, but so I went out for a walk, and I walked the front nine, and then I went out and I played. I came back in when the weather brightened up and got my clubs, and I played 12 holes. I played the first two and the last 11. The course is good. Look, it's soft with all the rain. It's going to be soft probably for the next day or so. I think the forecast then is going to dry up, and you know, the course will hopefully dry out a little bit and play a little bit what St. George is supposed to play like. Yeah, it's difficult to get a feeling for what I could actually play like today, because, you know, everything that I've heard over the years is that St. George's, you know, you can hit decent shots and they get, you know, bounces on the fairways and kick them into the rough. I didn't see any of that out there today. So, like I said, I'm just looking forward to the whole week.
Yeah, we are too. Finally, racing today at Downpatrick from 1:55 and Killarney at 4:20. I'll be back with more sport after the news at 8:30.